I still love my work. I'm healthy. I feel like I could continue to do it. But after 16 years, it's a very difficult job, and I feel that this is the appropriate time for me to turn the reins over to someone else.
Eden succeeded Curtis Golden in 2005 when Golden ended his 36-year tenure. The decision to step down, Eden says, comes after a very careful, detailed evaluation of whether or not to run for another term. Part of that involves Greg Marcille, Eden's chief assistant for his entire tenure, running to succeed him.
When he indicated that he would run, then that helped me make a decision to decide not to seek re-election. And if elected, I believe that he will make an excellent state attorney.
That said, Edens concedes that whoever takes the reins will be up to the voters in the circuit, which encompasses Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties.
I believe that based on his work, he will have the support of law enforcement and support of people in the criminal justice system. But it's up to the people of the First Circuit to make that decision.
When Edens ascended to the post, he says Curtis Golden left the office stable and very professional, with very effective career prosecutors. He credits Greg Marcille with helping him maintain that standard over the past 15 years. That, in turn, has led to the office's expansion in areas such as child protection.
We have special prosecutors in every county that works in the child advocacy centers. As a result, every child who is a victim of sexual or physical battery in the First Circuit is prosecuted by an experienced special prosecutor who specializes in those kind of cases.
Other expansions include turning the homicide division into a homicide slash special prosecution division, which now handles many types of cases.
Some of those types, of course, include DUI manslaughter. We have only experienced lawyers that have been highly trained to prosecute those cases. In addition to that, child pornography or sexual offenders that fail to register or adults that travel to meet children to have sex. So I'm very proud of that as well.
Among the 20 state attorney's offices in Florida, Eden says his circuit has been at or near the top in the conviction rate for felony offenses, either first, second, or third. But he adds there's another side of it, and that's not everybody needs to be locked up.
So we've also started or expanded specialty courts. We've expanded drug court. We've started veteran courts, and we've started mental health courts. And I believe that enables the justice system to provide specialized help and support to people with those specialized needs.
Under Bill Edens, the state attorney's office has prosecuted thousands of crimes, and a few stand out in his memory. One of the highest profile cases was the murders of Bird and Melanie Billings in 2009, a couple raising about a dozen special needs children.
As a result of that case and the fact that that case was handled so effectively, it established me as a solid state attorney, so that was a very important case. There have been thousands of cases, and that's what I've enjoyed. I've enjoyed working with the young lawyers on trial tactics and strategy. It's been an incredible experience.
Eight people were convicted for planning and participating in the slayings and related crimes. One, Leonard Gonzalez Jr., was given two death sentences. 73-year-old Bill Edens has about a year to serve in his final term and, for now, is concentrating on the tasks at hand. All else is on hold until after he leaves office and wraps up his 46-year legal career.
I've told my staff, and I've used some stories to get my point across and some experiences in my lifetime, but I'm going to be the strongest state attorney I can be until the last day I'm in office. And once that's over with, then I'll talk about what I'm going to do. I want my full, undivided attention given to this office.
Assistant State Attorney Greg Marcille filed as a candidate for state attorney last week. He told the Pensacola News Journal that if elected, he would follow in the footsteps of his predecessor and his predecessor's predecessor. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.